Back in last year, there'd come a man all the way from down in Florida with on a truck, a van like. And he had the nicest, but some of them down there freezing. I bought them from a chiller, and they come kept bringing in so much they never did even eat them fish. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was any good now or not. Mm-hmm.
What about shrimp? They have shrimp around here?
Shrimp, you can get them in these cafes and places.
Mm-hmm. What about those things, talking about seafood, you know, that pearls grow in?
Oysters. No. Is it oysters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat that meat.
What about those animals that you hear around ponds that make kind of a croaking sound?
Is it animals or birds?
Animal makes a croaking sound. About big as your hand, hops around, you know?
You ain't talking about a rabbit.
No. It croaks, stays around the water.
Oh, I don't know them. I mean the one done for
that. Some type of frog?
Oh, plenty of frogs.
Mm-hmm. What about different types of frogs?
Well, we have one stay here around the house, and he looks like hard and dry, but them around where the water is, big old frogs.
Do you know what they call the ones around the water?
Huh.
You heard them called bullfrogs?
Yeah.
What about the ones around the house that stay around your garden, maybe eat insects? You know what they call those?
No, nothing but the frogs is all I know.
You ever heard them called toad frogs?
Oh, yeah, that's the name of them. I don't know where my little brains went to. As long as I hadn't eaten, I was doing very well with them. You got all that cover and stuff in it, now I can't think of nothing, yeah.
Have you ever seen these little small types of frogs, you know, that are supposed to come out after a storm? Little tiny frogs?
No, the ones I see are just frogs.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of...
About that big in size.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of little tree frogs or spring frogs? Okay.
Nothing but bullfrogs, and I call them house yard frogs, what hops around the house.
What about, what do you use for bait when you go fishing?
My sister got two bait beds out there where she, there where the kitchen sink runs off.
Uh-huh.
She got bait in there.
Don't like those little worms?
Just worms.
Uh-huh.
And wigglers, she calls. They'll catch some wigglers. You dig up one, and he go to jumping, and jumping is like, you'd have had legs there, and she'd have never caught it.
Are those pretty big worms?
No, they, some of them about the size of a pencil, though.
Uh-huh.
About as large, and some of them a little longer than that. That's the reason I'm scared of them. They look too much like snakes.
What about this animal, you know, that has a hard shell and he can pull his head back in?
That's a gopher.
Uh-huh. Is that the one that stays on the land?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about one that stays in the water? What do you call it?
He's a terrapin.
A terrapin.
Mm-hmm. There's some turtles in the water that they folks eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the man brought one here once, and I told him I didn't eat them things. He said, well, I said, I don't even know how to cook them. And so he said, when the children come in, I'll come back and cook them. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
He looked good, cooked them just like I would a chicken, fried them and put thick gravy over them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't eat them. Nothing much wild. I used to love squirrels, but I told my husband to kill so many.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about no kind of wild animal now.
Mm-hmm. What about that thing that you find in freshwater streams around here? You know, it's got claws.